This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark. I'm Dustin Huffman. Demand for U.S. soybeans around the world continues to evolve as global trade relationships shift and new markets develop. While China has traditionally been the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans, industry leaders say demand from other regions is becoming increasingly important as global consumption of protein continues to rise. That growing demand for meat, poultry, and aquaculture production is creating new opportunities for soybean exports in markets across Asia, the Middle East, and other developing regions. We'll get an update on where things are with the soy trade with the U.S. Soybean Export Council next.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
As we look at the global soybean market, export demand continues to play a major role for U.S. farmers. I had the chance to speak with Jim Sutter of the U.S. Soybean Export Council about how exports wrapped up last year and what he's seeing so far to start the 2026 trade year.
I mean, I guess as a really quick wrap-up on last year, I was pleasantly surprised with exactly how the year finished. Third highest total soy complex exports ever, record soybean meal exports, pretty good bean exports, pretty good soy oil exports. So in all, last year was pretty good. This year, we know it started out a little slow. The announcement of the Liberation Day tariffs, which resulted in some reciprocal tariffs, resulted in retaliatory tariffs from China, and that slowed down our normal purchase opportunity from China, kind of when they buy soybeans, kind of in our harvest window. But that was a negative issue. But we've seen many positives.
Sutter says that the trade tensions that developed during the past year created some challenges in the Chinese market, particularly during the typical buying window around the U.S. harvest season. However, he says global soybean demand remains strong, and shipments to other destinations have helped offset some of that slowdown.
We've seen a lot of strong demand to other markets. Through right now, our shipments are up about 11% to other destinations aside from China versus where they were last year at this time. And last year was a new record, significantly above the previous year. So I look at the demand around the world and I'm optimistic. I see demand growing because people are consuming more meat, people are consuming more fish. And as this is produced in many countries around the world, it takes good quality soybean meal in those feed rations. And U.S. soy, and we work really hard to make sure people understand this, is the best kind of soybean meal. Soybean meal from U.S. soybeans is the best they can use in their ration.
Sutter says that rising global demand for protein is one of the key factors supporting soybean consumption. As livestock and aquaculture production continue to grow around the world, soybean meal remains an important ingredient in feed rations for poultry, pork, and fish production. Sutter says efforts to expand export markets and strengthen relationship with buyers around the world remain a top priority for the U.S. Soybean Export Council. By continuing to demonstrate the value and quality of U.S. soybeans, he says the industry hopes to maintain strong global demand and create new opportunities for American farmers in the years ahead. Those efforts include continued outreach with feed manufacturers, livestock producers, and international customers to help them better understand the value of U.S. soybeans and what they can bring to their operations. As global demand for protein continues to grow, Sutter says the goal is to make sure U.S. soy remains a key part of that supply chain. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.